Thank you very much, Randy. And I have promised to bug every one of you until you get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into you. And of course, I want to put into your hands the Legacy Reading Plan. Let me reiterate for those who have not heard or have not accessed the Legacy Reading Plan. It's an innovative approach to reading through 66 love letters, one book at a time, for the rest of your life. If I live to be the age my father was when he died, I'll have the privilege of reading through the Bible 14 more times. If I live longer, so much the better. Reading through the Bible at any age is a daunting proposition. And it's for that reason that the Legacy Reading Plan is strategically designed to empower you to eat that elephant one book at a time. And the format is specially formulated to make your time in God's Word the best it can be. Now, the Legacy Reading Plan is unique in that it requires you to process books of the Bible rather than piecing together bits of the book. The goal is to comprehend the essence God is communicating by reading each book as a whole. Now, there are a few exceptions. The exceptions are Psalms and Proverbs. And I mentioned this on yesterday's broadcast, but the Psalms are a hymn book. They're a devotional guide, as they were for ancient Israel. So our goal will be to meditate on three individual psalms each week. Therefore, you will progress through the psalmistry once every year. Now, let me tell you what that means. In my Bible, I have psalms broken up into weeks. So January, week one, I meditate and go over Psalm 1, Psalm 2, and Psalm 3. In week 2 of January, I go over Psalm 4, 5, and 6. And this is not perfunctory reading, by the way. It's meditating on these beautiful Psalms of David. Week 3, Psalm 7, 8, and 9. And that's where I am right now. I'm meditating on those Psalms, and I'm starting to get into Psalm 10 for week 4, the fourth week of January, which we're in now. But I have been meditating particularly on Psalm 8, O Lord our God, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. Who has displayed thy splendor above the heavens? And later on, David says, O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth, as a repetition of the one who made the heavens and the earth. He says, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou dost take thought of him, and the son of man that thou dost care for him? Yet you made him a little lower than God, and you crowned him with glory and majesty, and you made him to rule over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, beasts of the field, birds of the heavens, fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the sea. You've put it under the hands of man. So you meditate on how God has created us and given us the position of taking care of his garden, to tend the earth. And even more, I've been thinking about how God has condescended to work through us in the process of reaching people for time and for eternity. When I am driven into the Word of God and driven into praise of the majesty of God, it enriches my life in such a profound way that it's no longer a reading plan as in a duty or a discipline, but it becomes an overwhelming joy. So if I'm bugging you to get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into you, it is for that very reason. I've said this before, let me repeat it again. The Legacy Reading Plan should be accomplished with someone with whom you can have an accountability relationship. So if you get a legacy reading plan place marker, order two of them and say, I'm going to covenant with someone. It's kind of like losing weight. I'm going to keep accountable with somebody so that they can keep me accountable, I can keep them accountable. So order the legacy reading plan, laminated place markers, two at a time for you and a friend, and get into not just the discipline and the duty, but the delight of God's Word. Again, they're available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or just talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI.